Peak painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
For 28 years, Berlager Excavation has been serving the excavation and grading needs of the Central Coast. Call Berlager if you need a new building pad, roads pioneered, road base laid, culverts installed, or a septic system. Their decades of experience assures a quality job. Call or text 805-674-5141. That's 674-5141 for a quote, or find them on the Creston Sawmill Berlager Excavation Facebook page. The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton Library seeks assistance in funding with tax reallocation. Education Magazine names Bradley School District as one of the nation's top districts. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, 40% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Templeton Library once again faced a budget shortfall for the end of this year. A Facebook post on December 23rd said the library was about $6,500 short in funds for the year, but exceeded its funding goal by December 30th. The library is taking proactive steps in seeking a new funding model, however. 14 San Luis Obispo County libraries are paid for by a 1.6% tax on all county citizens, which is then distributed to the branches. Templeton's library is not one of those branches. The library was opened January 2023 and is funded and staffed mostly by volunteers with a budget of around $80,000 per year. The County Board of Supervisors has created an ad hoc committee in response to requests from Templeton residents during public comment about a new funding model for the library, one that could allocate some of the funds collected from the library tax in the county to the Templeton CST for local control of its library. The ad hoc committee consists of supervisors Don Ortiz Legg and John Pichong. Its next meeting will be held in January. Education Magazine has named the Bradley Union School District as one of its top 10 most admired school districts. Established in 1886, the district serves students from TK through 8th grade with a variety of career readiness and creative pathways outside of its core curriculum. The district places a strong emphasis on creating an environment where every student can explore different interests and skills, according to the publication. The publication also highlighted the district's houses system designed to group students and staff to foster a sense of community and belonging. The district partners with local employers and higher education institutions, according to the magazine, to provide internships, job shadowing, field trips, mentorships, and career exposure. Cal Poly Float wins top honors for Rose Parade. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Despite the rainy weather, thousands still attended the 137th Pasadena Tournament of Roses to bring in the new year. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo attended the parade with their student-produced float, Jungle Jumpstart. The float depicts tropical birds and animals repairing a robot, reflecting the parade's theme of magic in teamwork, through its harmony of nature and technology. Cal Poly announced the float took home the highest honor award for the parade, the sweepstakes trophy. Cal Poly noted that the trophy is ordinarily won by larger, commercially built floats or major organizations, not by self-built entries that include the California State University campuses. This is the first time Cal Poly has received the award in its nearly 8 decades attending the parade. Cal Poly Rose Float President Aubrey Going said, quote, "It's really remarkable to win this award and celebrate it, especially on this year's theme." Now here's some more laws going into effect in California for 2026. SB 68 will mandate that restaurants with 20 or more locations nationally will have to list major food allergens as ingredients for each item on their menu. AB 489 will prohibit medical advice or assessments performed by artificial intelligence be represented as information provided by a human with a healthcare license. AB 656 requires that all social media platforms provide an easy way for a user to delete an account and all their personal information. AB 727 mandates that all of California's public middle schools, high schools, and colleges offer student identification cards with the telephone number and text line of the Trevor Project, a suicide prevention hotline for LGBTQ+ youth. This will go into effect in July. AB 1825 prohibits libraries from banning or restricting access to books and other materials based on the content or the author. Minors cannot be prohibited from checking out books with sexual content that is not obscene in nature under the law. In sports for the NFL, on Saturday, the Buccaneers will face the Panthers. The 49ers will go against the Seahawks. Sunday, January 4th, KPRL will have the Cowboys and Giants game, then the Raiders and Chiefs, and then the Ravens and Steelers. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Jazz 118-101, the Celtics over the Kings 120-106, the 76ers beat the Mavericks 123-108, the Heat over the Pistons 118-112. The Rocks beat the Nets 120-96. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Thunder, the Kings will go against the Suns, the Lakers will face the Grizzlies, the Magic will go against the Bulls, and the Hornets will face the Bucks. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California News coming up next.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California Headline News. The 19-year-old who was found dead on Mount Baldy has been identified as Seal Beach resident Marcos Casanova. He was one of three hikers whose bodies were found on the mountain earlier this week. San Bernardino County Sheriff's spokeswoman Jenny Smith says the tragedy happened in an area known as the Devil's Backbone.
This is an extremely dangerous trail that is not carved out in a way that a regular hiker could hike that and be safe.
The other two hikers haven't been identified. The LA County Board of Supervisors is declaring a local emergency in response to recent powerful winter storms. This as another storm is expected to bring several inches of rain to the area over the next 3 days. Board Chair Hilda Solis says that will bring a host of issues.
People are still bracing for this rain that's coming and possible landslides and flooding and evacuations again.
In sports, the Ducks fell to the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3 in overtime today in Anaheim. Bob McClay, California Headline News.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax Experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Several new state laws set to take effect this week will impact agriculture in California. As of January 1st, the cost of agricultural labor has risen in California as minimum wage increased in 2026 from $16.50 to $16.90 an hour. A new state law will affect the way counties in California address abandoned orchards and vineyards, which have increased pest pressures in neighboring farms in recent years, as lower prices for wine grapes and tree nuts resulted in a surge in abandoned acreage. A pair of new laws will give California farmers and ranchers more options for disposal of organic waste. A different new state law will provide more opportunities for agritourism operators by reducing regulatory barriers to hosting overnight campers on working lands. And while immigration law is federal, a new California law bans the use of face coverings by law enforcement officers, possibly affecting immigration enforcement operations in the state. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance 434-3276. Cloudy skies today with about a 40% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s, south-southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about a half inch of rain, lows in the mid-50s, south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about an 80% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Sunday and Monday, about a half inch of rain each day, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Sunday, upper 50s Monday, low 60s Tuesday, upper 50s on Wednesday and Thursday, 59 a week from today. Currently, it is 38 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Elon Musk's Tesla is no longer the world's best-selling electric vehicle maker. Chinese rival BYD is now number one, following Tesla's second straight year of sales declines. More EV news, Rivian saying its fourth quarter production and delivery totals met expectations, despite the fact that they declined from the year before. And more controversy at Cracker Barrel. Customers are upset once again. The restaurant chain deciding not to serve Southern staple black-eyed peas on New Year's Day. The dish is associated with a mystical and mythical power to bring good luck in the year ahead. The anger at the brand continues after Cracker Barrel's disastrous attempt at a rebrand back in August. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer on El Camino Real at Atascadero. 238-5775. And of course, you can text that 238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9. Then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. Cause his world is built on
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it'll be Darcia and Kenny on your Open Mic Friday, so enjoy that. Also, Diane will be back tomorrow on the Country Store from 7 until 9. Jimmy's in with the car stuff, and then Gary in the jukebox starting at 7. Also, we would like to congratulate a Mr. Bob Johnson. He is the winner of the trivia gift certificate from Joe's Place. Mr. Bob, if you can call the office, 238-1230. You got 30 days, and always call ahead before you come down because we just never know if we're going to be open or closed or if there's going to be some interruptions in the street encouraged by a city council person. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir.
Hey, I want you to know I took your advice yesterday, strangely enough. I loaded up my car and said, I'll just go down and watch the dive or the dip.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't as bad as we thought. The sun was kind. It came out about 11:30, as did all the people. At 11, there was probably 1,000 people on the beach, maybe 500. By 11:30, there were probably 3,000 people on the beach. And at the dip, there's probably a little bit more.
Well, did you go in?
I did.
All right, that's good.
And the thing about the king tide was kind of offsetting because it was a king tide, but it was king low tide. The tide had already receded.
All right.
So it worked out pretty well for everybody.
Okay. Did you see anybody else from Paso down there?
I saw people I know, but I don't think anybody, any of your frequent flyers have called were there. I didn't see the Renaults or anybody like that. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure they were there. Perhaps they weren't. I don't know.
Now,
it was kind of a scattered thing. I mean, yeah, it was different because it was so empty for the run-up. Most of the activities were quiet because people didn't show up till late. I think they were waiting to see if the weather was going to clear, and it did. The drum circle was there, and they got a big round of applause. They were there doing their thing, and the costume contest went off well.
Okay, well, then it turned out all for the good.
It was okay. Yeah, and I had second thoughts about going down because, you know, the weather, but by this end, I've done this 10 years in a row. What the heck?
Well, now you're glad that you kept the streak going.
I am.
Well,
I am.
Okay.
It's a harmless way to spend the day.
So have you ever met somebody down there who's from out of state and they heard about it or they're just visiting?
Oh, gosh, yes. They have a competition every day. Who came the farthest?
Oh, okay.
And they get people from all over the world. They're visiting, probably, and visiting friends. They don't come just for that, but they're there. Some people from New Zealand. I've seen New Zealand. I've seen people from Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they got a good cross-section of people. A lot of locals, a lot of regulars. One guy got rescued because he thought it was going to be bold and swing out the end of the pier and swing around it. When he got to run into the pier, the current took him, and they had to pull him out of the water.
Was he an older guy?
No, he was a young, fit, very young. Looked like a man was very young and very fit.
Okay, well,
and I guess there. Were, I don't know. I don't know if you've ever been out that far when your body's hurting, but I guess as you get past the pier, it gets kind of rough or turbulent or currents. I don't know. I've never been out that far.
No, I never go out that far either. I don't want to go out, and I especially don't go out as far as the guys on the surfboard because their legs are dangling in the water waiting, so a shark is more likely to grab their leg than mine.
There you go.
No, I want to be I got to have my feet on the ocean floor. I won't go out past that.
I talked with, this is unrelated to the Cayucas dip, but I talked with a kid who was kelp fishing off the San Simeon Cove there at Hearst Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, it was 10 feet in the air. And what happened is a shark had come up from the bottom and struck the bottom of his kayak. They know it was a shark because they got the teeth imprints in his kayak. But he made a beeline to shore and was unhurt. Because once the shark hits something and finds out it's not edible, it usually runs away.
Well,
try something else.
You know, they have that, I don't know the name of the place down there in downtown Cayucas where, you know, you can go in and rent suits and the kayaks.
Well, you can do that. You can do that. Good, clean fun, can't you?
At what?
At good, clean fun, isn't it called right there by the pizza parlor by Schooners?
Yeah, that may be it. But I see people, which you know, it's just is fine. But I'm not going out in the ocean in a kayak.
I have a kayak. It's not that bad. I mean, I don't go out far past the waves, but my friends have gone out to the point where that big buoy is out there off the coast, and they do that during the whale migration, and they can feel the whale singing through the vibration that makes in their kayaks. It's kind of awesome.
Well, more power to the
more
people.
Power, huh?
Yeah, more power to the people that do that, because, you know, if I kayak, it's going to be in a, going down a rough, the water.
The river kayaking.
Yeah, the white water.
Right. Well, that's a different kind of thing. No shark's going to be there, just boulders and rocks.
Right. I'd rather deal with that because they can't bite me.
No, they can knock the crap out of you, though.
That's. I'll still take my chances with that, not a shark.
Yeah, that's true. They don't bite large portions out of your body. Wasn't there just a shark attack in Monterey Bay or someplace recently?
Yeah. guy, I think he was in his late 50s, lost his life. And, you know, I'll never forget, people may remember this. The lady, it's going to be 17 years, 20 years down in Avila.
The one who's swimming off the coast of Avila.
Yeah, what was weird about it, two things, is we used to go, I used to take Brian down there every Sunday to, you know, do the ocean stuff, and she was part of that swim crew that would go
out.
She was
a regular out there every day, wasn't she? Swimming in her black wetsuit off the coast there?
Yeah, but this particular, she did it on a morning, and she was by herself.
Yes.
And I remember when I heard that, and I could visualize her. And the funny thing was that Brian was taking surfing lessons that day.
Ooh,
and
that's kind of makes you kind of pucker a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. But I, you know what, I can still almost visualize that lady's face because she'd do the you know, the ocean swim, and they go far out, and also she wore the cap, the swimming cap.
Right.
But I thought, man, what? That's just terrible.
Well, you know, it's sad to lose a life, but it's kind of like when Obi lost his life flying. He lost his life doing what he loved.
Right.
You know, if you got to go, you got to do while you're doing something you love.
You know, yeah, I agree to that point, but in either case, you hope they didn't really feel anything.
Yeah, that's the instant of terror. That's got to be. You got to know that your moment is near when you feel that thing hit you.
Oh boy, even when I'm doing what I'm doing, because you know this from being in the ocean, you may feel something go by your leg.
I've actually, when I've been body surfing down south, I know I stepped on things that slithered away from me. And you know it's probably a skater or something like that, but it's still not a comfortable feeling.
No, it isn't. It gives it, you know, kind of, you know, gives me a little chill and stuff like that. But then, you know, for whatever reason, I say, oh, okay, I'll just continue on.
But, yeah, you can't live your life in fear of things that might happen, but you don't have to take any extra risks either. They're going to kind of balance those two thoughts.
Right, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you minimize them. That's why if I see a bunch of sea lions, I get out of the water. I mean, the sea lion, you know, when they're in close?
Yeah.
I get out because I know that...
They frighten you? Think they might hit you?
No, they don't frighten me, but I know what likes to come along.
Oh, there you go. They're food. They're chum for the orca.
Yep.
So, I was out walking to the point in San Simeon one day. I like to hike the point out there. And I saw something spouting out in the middle, obviously a whale. So I zoomed in my little camera as far as I could, took the picture as it spouted and surfaced. And then when I got home, I blew it up. It was an orca.
Hmm.
I could see the big white spot right by the dorsal fin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, again.
So they're in the area.
Oh, yeah. They don't want to mess with you. They just want to go about, and sometimes it's just a mistake.
Well, just hope that's the case.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the update.
Okay. Thanks for that. Thanks for the good advice.
All right,
appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Let's see here on the, where is the email? Where did it go? Nope. Okay, let's see. So, Kevin, stop blaming the voters and ask Chris about electronic voting machines. Well, I'm not going to stop blaming the voters because if you're trying to take that every single election is rigged because of the voting machines, you can point out here locally of how many people decided they didn't want to vote and allowed Bruce Gibson to get in. That's the vote. That's the voters. It's not a machine. Okay, we have people that just aren't aware of what's going on, and in most voting situations, this has to do with your tax dollars. You know, we're a representative. You know, voters ultimately hold the power to elect leaders and hold them accountable. We're not doing that. And if you have a problem with the voting machines, where are the people going after the people, the politicians, the board of supervisors, whoever, demanding change? So I am going to continue to blame the voters. And also, it's our civic duty to be informed. It doesn't take much to be informed at all. the information is available, easily available, a lot more. All right, want to go back to this reparations and $5 million per person. Because this is based on a report, many of you may be aware of it, that, you know, this came up in California a couple of years ago. And they put it in hiatus, and then it came back. And so now you have this report recommending up to $5 million per person, not per family. But it also recommends a guaranteed annual income tied to the area median income and the creation of a new agency, including an Office of Reparations to administer programs. It's also called for major housing interventions such as rental assistance, home ownership support, and city-backed funds to purchase property along black business corridors, as well as multi-million dollar investments in black-owned businesses. That could be coming to either the state near you or a city or a county near you, because they're thinking about doing this in San Francisco. Now, the California legislature has attempted to pass specific reparations bills, but again, it has failed to do so. That's why San Francisco is considering doing this on their own. And again, even though they say that this would be primarily through donations, why is a government entity getting involved? Why? Why would they do that? If it's not going to be directly from a fund from the taxpayer, but it does say also kind of contradicts itself, regarding any taxpayer-funded reparations would require separate legislation. Okay, that's fine. The funds can be financed with private donations, foundations, and other non-city sources such as nonprofits. What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong? So those are just a few of the things that are happening or going on here. And anyway, those be informed. Be informed. And it is your responsibility. It is your responsibility. So, yes, thank you for the text, but I will continue to blame the voters, not the machines. You can have the arguments, and I'm not disagreeing with the machine issue and some other issues, but as a group, citizens, we're not doing enough. Darsha can't do it by herself. She needs help. And that means a lot of people, the voters. So, all right, we are going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services. Here are some more laws going into effect in California in 2026. AB 1825 prohibits libraries from banning or restricting access to a book and other materials based on the content of the author. Minors cannot be prohibited from checking out books with sexual content that is not obscene in nature. The Templeton Library, after facing another potential shortfall in funds for this year, has requested an alternative funding method from the County Board of Supervisors. Currently, the library is funded exclusively on donations and volunteers, but the library has asked for some funding to come from the county library tax in the county. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, about a 40% chance of showers. It's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's a sixth day of protests in Iran, and President Trump is threatening American intervention if there's a violent crackdown.
The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency has documented 7 deaths so far. Now President Trump's writing on Truth Social that if Iran kills protesters, the U.S. will come to their rescue, that we are locked and loaded and ready to go. An advisor to the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, said any interventionist hand that gets too close to the security of Iran will be cut. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
After months of American military pressure, Venezuela's President Maduro says he's open to talks with the U.S.
In an interview on state TV, Maduro said, quote, wherever they want,
want and whenever they want, in a reference to a dialogue with the U.S. on drug trafficking, oil, and immigration.
That's Fox's Anita Bogo. Maduro hasn't confirmed or denied last month's CIA drone strike on a dock in Venezuela. America's listening to Fox News.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Unwind with happy hour at Cello Restaurant and Bar inside Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, enjoy $5 draft beer, $10 draft wine, and margarita pizza, and $14 barrel-aged cocktails crafted with locally sourced ingredients. You'll find a thoughtful mix of local and imported draft wines, local craft beers, and cocktails. Let the Paso evenings begin with happy hour at Cello Restaurante and Bar.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, more rain on the way. Partly cloudy this morning. Then about a 40% chance of some showers this afternoon. Highs right around 60. Rain tonight, 97% chance. And overnight lows in the upper 40s with a 75 to 80% chance of rain for your Saturday. So get ready for it and continue for Sunday because we'll have about, now it's about an 80 to 85% chance of rain Sunday. Mid-50s, maybe some showers, a slight chance, 60% Monday, upper 50s, then partly cloudy. Tuesday, low 60s, upper 50s. Wednesday, Thursday, upper 50s. And a week from today, upper 50s and probably no rain at all. And let's see here from the water quality supervisor from the city of Paso Robles Water Division. We have, let's see here, 9 and 65 hundredths. That's the season's total. So up and down, today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:13 a.m., 5:02 p.m. We are at 39. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. It's 11 minutes away from 8.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. The North San Luis Obispo County Concert Association. They have Maude Hicks in the concert coming up on the 25th at 3 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church on Creston Road. Season tickets will be prorated. Members are prepaid. It's $30 at the door. And let's see here. It'll be classic Great American Songbook to the often unsung or forgotten compositions awaiting discovery. So enjoy that. And they got it in early, so you'll hear it again. Notice how I say it again. All right, Loaves and Fishes is the food pantry serving housed families and individuals struggling to put food on the table. Loaves and Fishes receives no government funding, but instead is supported entirely by the community. Become part of this community that takes care of its own people. Loaves and Fishes, paso.org, or you can call 238-4742. Put an 805 in front of that, and they appreciate it. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at a reasonable price.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, one block north of the park. In beautiful downtown Paso Robles, exceptional service at affordable prices. All right, I'll back up and do yesterday's. Anthony Carano, Robert Matthews, Joyce Shelley, Grace Michelish, close enough, Judy Soné, Katie Ruggles, Tom Platts, David Samuel, Kristen and Tom Hersey, and Brandon and Aaron Stemper, getting married on the first day of the year. Okay. All right, now we do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of our local celebrities. Janice K. Mumford, Ashley Avila, Joyce Shelley, Paul Lamus, Rusty Roy, Colonel Keith Ryan, Tom Burgett, James and Mary Walsh. And then we have on Saturday, Amy Hertler, Berlin Vicente, Gina Swank's having a birthday, Talon Hyatt, Jesse Scott Rothnazi, close enough, and... let's see here. Gail Hansen on Sunday, Lydia Thompson, Earl Sisko, Larry Ludwig, Ruth Von Dolan of the Von Dolan family, Jake John Minnis, and Jessica Grimes and Joe Rosales. Those are your local celebrities. Treat them as they should be treated, and only their hairdresser knows for sure, or something like that. On my right-hand side, who do we have? Well, I don't know. Who do we have? Who do we have? Oh, one of the greatest defensive players ever in the history of the National Football League. Gino Marchetti, 1927, 2019. He was fired on air on the Arthur Godfrey TV show, Julius DeRosa, the singer, 1930, 2016. What happened was that Julius wanted to go out on his own, and he started to get a little bit more publicity, shall we say, than Arthur Godfrey. It was with Cadence Records. Cadence Records was famous for the Everly Brothers. They had them on the label before they moved over to Warner Brothers. And so Arthur Godfrey got a little ticked off at him, and on TV, he fired his rear end. All right, let's see here. Oh, the King of the Road, Roger Miller, 1936, 1992. Jim Baker, the TV evangelist, 1940. This guy was a really good running back. Can run and catch the ball out of the backfield. He was a Yale guy, and his son went on to have a fabulous basketball career. Calvin Hill, 1947. From 10 years after, Chick Churchill, keyboard player, 1949. This guy was a good hoopster, can pop in some points, long range. Mike Newland, played mostly with the Rockets. Mike was born in 1949, the Mad Dog, two-time batting champ, and look the numbers up. Look at the numbers. He was pretty good. Bill Madlock, 1951. Also, who do we have here? Wendy Phillips, the actress, 1952. David Cohn, he pitched with a lot of teams, including the Royals and the Mets and the Yankees. Cy Young Award, won some world championships with the New York Yankees. And he does a good job on the broadcast, too. He does not only the Yankee broadcast with Paul O'Neill and Michael Kay, but he also does some national stuff. He does a good job. Hall of Famer, designated hitter, shouldn't be in, though. Edgar Martinez, 1963, not a bad pitcher out of the University of Texas. Greg Swindell, 1965. James Marshall, the actor, 1967. He was in Twin Peaks. Pretty good actor, and I can't think of the name of the movie. He was in A Few Good Men, but he was in that goofy movie where, the bus full of the Lucy ladies, and these two idiots are trying to find money. Is it rat race? Is that what it's called? Anyway, Cuba Gooding Jr., 1968. I'm pretty sure he was in that. He was good. Scott Mitchell, the big left-handed quarterback, 1968. Evan Park, the actor, 1968, King Kong. Chris Spencer, the comedian and actor, 1968. Royce Clayton, not a bad infielder, came up with the Giants and played with a bunch of teams, 1970. Who else do we have on the list here? I'm going through. Boy, this list here, I don't see anybody that, or anybody's on the list. Kirk Heinich, out of University of Kansas, not a bad basketball player. He was born in 1981. And the rapper Bryson Tiller was born in 1993. Okay, passing away, the skipper, Jonas Grumby. You know him as the skipper. Alan Hale, Gilligan's Island. Passed away in 1990. Also passing away, F.W. Ruckenheim, German-born American candy maker. Well, what did he make? Well, he and his brother, they created, what do you want when you gotta have something? Cracker Jacks. And they started adding the prizes in 1921. The Cracker Jacks came out in 1893. He passed away in 1934. Daryl Dragon, who inflicted the Captain and Tennille on us, he passed away in 2019. Super Dave Osborne, 2019. His real name is Bob Einstein. Einstein, huh? Okay, again, 2019. Anne Francis, the actress, she passed in 2011. Eddie Hayward Jr., he composed Canadian Sunset. He died in 1989. And Dick Powell, the actor and singer, 1963. And that is it. Okay, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He was born and raised in West Virginia. Okay. Poor and so forth. And while he was in high school senior, still only 17, he enlisted in the United States Army. He did receive his high school diploma because he enlisted. He became a member of the United States Army 69th Infantry, which he was ended up in the Battle of the Bulge as a machine gun gunner. And he said that experience obviously changed his life, but it also made him grow up. So by the time he got out, he went to Modesto JC and then to the University of San Francisco, the Dons, and they became quite the program. They enjoyed an undefeated season in 1951, and he also played with Bob Sinclair, who went on to play with the Niners, and the Hall of Famer, Ollie Madsen. So he ends up being drafted by the then Dallas Texans in 1952 in the second round. But then they kind of moved and went to become the Baltimore Colts. He simply went on, and according to quite a few guys, including some that played for the Green Bay Packers against him in the Packer A, they said that he was the greatest football player they ever came up against. He was a defensive end. He was a two-time NFL champion, 11-time Pro Bowler, and the 50s All-Decade Team, the 50th anniversary all-time, 75th anniversary all-time, and the 100th anniversary all-time. He was ahead of his time. He was 6'4", about 250 to 60 pounds. Again, we're talking back in the 50s, and he can run fast, and he was just brutal, absolutely brutal. Gino Marchetto, by the way, because of his service, by the time he got into the NFL, he was 26 years old, but still played for quite a few years and ended up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, rightfully so, one of the best ever. Defensive end, Gino Marchetti goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Education Magazine has named the Bradley Union School District as one of its top 10 most admired school districts. The publication highlights the career readiness of the district, as well as its strong emphasis on exploring different interests and skills for its students. Despite the rainy weather, thousands still attended the 137th Tournament of Roses to bring in the new year in Pasadena. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo attended the parade with their student-produced float, Jungle Jumpstart, and announced they received the highest honor for the parade. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with about a 40% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s, it's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
While his career was ending, winding down, him and his teammate, Alan Amici, who was a Heisman Trophy winner, They opened up a business. It was Gino's Hamburgers. At one point, they had 330 locations, and they sold to Marriott International in 1982. They did very well. Gino lived a long, very prosperous life. He died at 93 in 2019. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.